Hey, welcome to the Joe Scarborough Podcast. It is great to have you here today. And I want to talk to you about something I don't really have time to get into on Morning Joe, but something that I've been knocking around in my head for a while, and I wanted to share with you today. Legendary director John Ford, he had this movie in the 1950s that was called White Price Glory. And that title, I've always heard the title, and I've always keyed in on the word price. What price are you willing to pay? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? Whether you're on a battlefield, whether you're on a football field, whether you're in a boardroom or in the political arena, as Richard Nixon called it. What price are you willing to pay to win when the cause is right? Now, speaking of price, I've been asked that question as well. On the personal front, I've often had people come up to me that are friends and family members, and this may shock you, but they've come up to me and asked me questions about relationships they were about to get into. And I know, I've been divorced twice, so you're thinking, that's probably the last guy I would go to ask about relationships. But maybe, just maybe, they're thinking, all right, this is the guy that like sank the Titanic. And after that, he drove the Hindenburg straight into the ground, a fiery mess. So after those two colossal disasters, he had to learn something from all his mistakes. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I have. So when I'm asked, I often have told my friends or my family members, just be careful. Make sure the relationship you're about to enter is worth the price of admission. Because right now, you may be charmed by somebody. You may be swept off your feet by their looks or by the outside trappings of success. But what is the price that you're going to pay day in and day out to be in that relationship? Is it beauty that attracts you? Because I remember what Chick Finley used to tell me when I was growing up in First Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. He said, son, beauty is only skin deep, but an ugly character, that goes to the bone. And I always remember that. So I always ask in my personal relationships now, and I also ask the same question in professional relationships, is entering this relationship worth the price of admission? You know, that's also a question I've started to ask myself politically. And I've been asking that over the past several months as I look to my future politically in a party. Am I going to be a Republican in the future? No, I obviously can't do that. I know I can never go back to a party that's continued to embrace a man who cheered on rioters on January the 6th, that cheered on the very people who were smashing the heads of police officers with American flags, that were rubbing excrement all over the U.S. Capitol, the People's House. The same guy who was getting calls from Kevin McCarthy and some of his most intense radical supporters on the Hill saying, Mr. President, please call off the dogs. Please stop this attack. But Donald Trump wouldn't do it. In fact, he said to Kevin McCarthy, maybe, who knows, maybe these people want me to win more than you do. A lot to get into, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to continue this conversation in a minute, but first, this. You can probably guess by now, I'm not a big fan of monopolies. That's because I'm a small business guy. I was raised in a family of small business owners, grew up around small business owners, and I know just how hard it is to start your own business, to make your business successful, to meet payroll every 2 weeks. And if you've got a small business, you know, like I knew, there was nothing more valuable than the time you had to focus on making it work. One way you can do that is by not wasting time taking one trip after another to the post office. Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. You can save time and money with Stamps.com. Now, you can send letters and packages for less and with discounted rates from the United States Post Office, UPS, and more. Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings you the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Man, how valuable is that? Whether you're an office that sends invoices, or a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com is going to make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment like my parents had growing up. It was so big. It was so clunky. I mean, you have a laptop, you got a ticket to ride. All you need is that computer and the standard printer. And within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And like I said, you get those discounts from the United States Post Office and UPS. So once your mail's ready, you schedule a pickup or you drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping. With Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool, you can even compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. So remember, save time and money with Stamps.com. There is no risk. And with my promo code, GOJOE, that's G-O-J-O-E, you're going to get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments. No long-term contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in GOJOE. That's Stamps.com, promo code GOJOE. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. It was after January the 6th that I realized, I guess for the first time, that my former party was irredeemable. And it was a shock that fellow travelers in my party who I had worked with the majority of my adult life, who had given blood, sweat, tears, and that I toiled for the majority of my adult life, people that went to my church, people, friends from my childhood, that they had without question followed over an ideological cliff. This man who not only sat back during January the 6th and cheered on the seditioners, cheered on the rioters, but also a couple weeks before the election had pressured his attorney general to arrest his political opponent who was ahead of him in the polls. That is what they do in fascist countries. It's not what we do here in America. But he did it, and his supporters continued supporting him. Hell, 75 million Americans voted for him. And of course, they've also blocked an investigation of January the 6th, creating a conspiracy of silence within that party, my former party, to ever get to the bottom of what really happened on January the 6th. And of course, at the beginning of Donald Trump's presidential campaign, he called for a Muslim registry, which really had echoes, not even faint echoes, had echoes of what happened in Germany in 1933. I said that in December of 2015. I still say it today. After that moment, it was impossible for me to ever support Donald Trump for president of the United States. And it still is. So the Republican Party, it's just no longer an option. Of course, I could continue being an independent like I am now, and like millions of Americans are. In fact, I think that's the fastest growing political affiliation, and I completely get it. I'm disillusioned by the Republican Party. I'm disillusioned at times by the Democratic Party. I don't really line up ideologically with them, so I'm trying to figure out exactly where to go. But I do ask this question. With the future of Madisonian democracy at stake, and really being challenged in a way it hasn't been challenged since the Civil War, is writing this out as an unaffiliated independent a cop-out? Now, if you're an independent, I'm certainly not saying it's a cop-out for you. I'm just asking this question of myself, which, as I ask that question, that leads me to the question of whether I could ever become a Democrat. As a traditional conservative from the South, and by conservative, I mean the way it used to be defined, I do ask myself whether I could ever be a Democrat. Would there be room for me in a Democratic Party? I've asked myself if that's possible. You know, I've little in common with many progressives, and I'd guess my friend Bernie Sanders would say the same thing about me. That said, we do share a few things in common, like disgust over the fact that the richest billionaires in America pay a lower tax rate on their income than you or your family, or the fact that multinational corporations often pay zero for their income tax. And we're talking about Amazon, Nike, and other massive corporations. We also share in common, Bernie and I, the belief in constitutional checks and balances. And that's something that actually Republicans and Democrats alike used to believe in. But one party doesn't believe in that anymore. And that's the party that I left and I'm not going back to. So I ask myself, what price victory when defeat is no longer an option? Does being a Democrat mean I have to support $5.4 trillion in COVID relief in 2020, and then $1.2 trillion in infrastructure in 2021, and another $3.5 trillion in a reconciliation package that's coming up before the end of the year? Because, you know, in adjusted dollars, that's more money than we spent winning World War II and rebuilding Europe in the Marshall Plan. Do I, as a small government conservative, forever ignore deficits? Stop worrying about the national debt that we're passing on to our children? And after spending my adult life warning about the national debt and its impact on inflation, do we just turn a blind eye to all the inflationary pressure we see across the economy? Is that the price of being a Democrat? I hope not. Hey, we still have a lot to talk about. We'll continue our conversation in a minute, but first, this. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or something that might be preventing you from achieving your goals? I've told you that Mika and I have had a lot of luck, a lot of success with DBT. It makes a real difference. And we're glad we're getting that help. Well, BetterHelp will assist your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, listen, this isn't a crisis line. This is not about self-help. It's a professional therapy, and it's done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in a lot of areas. The service is available actually to clients worldwide, and all you have to do is log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule your weekly video or phone sessions. And I can tell you personally, I know that makes a big difference. So you won't have to ever sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like you do with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if that's what you need. It's more affordable than traditional online therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website and read testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com. Go Joe. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. And you'll get a special offer from the Joe Scarborough Podcast. You'll get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/GoJoe. What about the border? Do we recognize, can we recognize that there is still an ongoing humanitarian crisis at the border? And that we have to balance our need to be compassionate with our need to enforce America's laws? I think we can do both. Do Democrats believe that? I hope they do. Can I be a Democrat and believe that most police officers are doing God's work when they put on that badge at night, when they hug their children goodbye, and they go out and they patrol some of the most dangerous streets in America, and they do it not only because it's their job, they do it to protect some of the most disadvantaged people in America? I'm pretty sure I can. And I'm pretty sure I can because I've heard Joe Biden say the same thing. I've heard Eric Adams, the next mayor of New York City, say the same thing. And when Eric was campaigning, he won Brooklyn, he won in the Bronx, he won in Queens, and he won in Staten Island. Maybe they didn't like him on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. I don't think Eric really cared because he's going to be the next mayor of New York City, because people of color, they liked his message. And I really believe that millions of Americans could be drawn to a party that has room for progressives, for liberals, for moderates, for conservatives, in a new Democratic Party that can not only champion the Constitution and Madisonian democracy, but that believes in safety in our streets, it believes in a strong national defense, that embraces science, and yes, believes that climate change is one of the great challenges of our time and is a crisis we can no longer ignore. And I believe this same party can continue supporting family doctors, medicine, vaccine, and actually elevating the beliefs of public health officials over conspiracy theorists that hide on Facebook and in the darkest corners of the internet. And I believe this same party, it can support small businesses and entrepreneurs that have been crushed in favor of billionaires and multinational corporations. Democrats can support and protect those innovators and protect American capitalism from the plutocrats that the Republican Party has continued to prop up while they've rigged the system for the 400 richest families in America. And one more thing, this party can keep being a champion for the rule of law. They've done it over the past 5 years. They're going to have to do it again. You've got state legislatures that are trying to rig elections. You've got state legislatures that are going in and trying to strip Americans of constitutional protections they've had for almost half a century. Constitutional protections that 70% of Americans support. Whether we're talking about abortion or gun rights or election laws, and it is so important that we have one party that understands that what makes this constitutional republic so special is that we still are a nation of laws and not a nation of men. So I guess the question is, can any party be this inclusive? Can accept progressives, can accept old-time liberals, moderates, conservatives, and create a new coalition that will ensure that this constitutional republic continues to thrive for decades to come. To paraphrase William F. Buckley, what we've been talking about today, it's a program of sorts, is it not? It is certainly program enough to keep Democrats busy, Trump Republicans at bay, and the nation free. So I guess the question is, I'm really just asking this as a guy that's followed politics for, well, my whole life. The door has been open to Democrats. And the question is, can they walk through the door that history has opened? Can they create this new party that could dominate American politics for the next generation? It wouldn't be a conservative party, but it wouldn't be a progressive party either. It would instead be a movement that would welcome patriots of all ideological stripes who love their country, who revere the Constitution so much that they would forge an alliance with those with whom they often disagree. And they would do it because they would be willing to pay that price for freedom. Thanks so much for being with me today. I can't wait to talk to you again soon.